Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today, our show is about auricular therapy, and this is one, Dr. Prather, one of the most powerful therapies we do at the Prather Wellness Center, in my eyes, and would you agree with that also?
I would. It can have some far-reaching effects on people and can make some dramatic changes.
Uh-huh. And I want to spell it for people, because most of our listeners probably haven't heard of auricular therapy.
Most people haven't heard of auricular therapy.
Uh-huh. People that come in our doors. And
sure. Matter of fact, people shouldn't feel bad about that, because a lot of doctors don't know about auricular therapy.
Uh-huh. I'm going to spell it so people know how it's spelled, because there's a lot of vowels in there. But it's A-U-R-I-C-U-L-O therapy, okay. Auricular therapy.
Which just means ear therapy.
Okay. Well, what is auricular therapy, Dr. Prather?
Well, auricular therapy is where you're using the ear to make some changes throughout the body. And the basic area that you're looking at is the brain. The auricular therapy usually refers to electrical stimulation of the ear. You have ear acupuncture, where you're using needle.
Mm-hmm.
Auricular therapy is a little bit different, because you're using microcurrent on the ear in very specific types of settings to make changes in the entire body.
Wow. So there are different points on the ears.
Now, there are literally hundreds of points on the ears.
Hmm. So what's the history of auricular therapy?
Well, interestingly, the oldest auricular therapy out there was Phoenician sailors.
Hmm.
Way back when, they used to put gold earrings in their ears.
Oh, okay.
And they would put it...
pirates?
Well, pirates used to, too.
Uh-huh.
But interestingly enough, one of the most important things for a sailor is to be able to see far. If you have poor eyesight, then you're down on the totem pole
mm-hmm.
on being a sailor, because you have to be able to see out into the horizon. So the Phoenicians discovered the ear point, and then they would put a gold earring in there and improve their vision.
Ah, so it was the ear point for vision.
It was, yeah, and that's the most traditional point that you would put it through. And it was actually Phoenician doctors who would actually put points with, put those mm-hmm. earrings in. But the treatments for the ears is and affecting the body is a very, very ancient. It was found in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
It was found in India, certainly in China. 500 BC, there was the Yellow Emperor's Book of Medicine, and they had the ideas of actually using the ear as a treatment point. In many different types of societies, they had found the ears actually very beneficial. Sort of an old wives' tale is actually rubbing the earlobe,
mm-hmm.
and you can get a relaxation in a baby and put them to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that for moms who are trying to put a baby to sleep at night,
mm-hmm.
it's a very neat type of trick, and it really does work.
Interesting. So just rubbing the ear?
Earlobe.
Does that help adults too?
It does.
That's
so you
good.
Can actually come up there and rub the earlobe, and you can put people to sleep. So auricular therapy has been, using the ear as a treatment point, has been around for thousands of years, and has been found in almost all societies as a way of making changes in the system. So it's everyone's kind of discovered it, but actually getting it down to a science is something that we're actually doing at this point.
Mm. Well, who discovered it? Who gave it its name and technique?
Well, it's a very interesting story on the auricular therapy. Dr. Norget, a Frenchman, in the 1950s, is the one who brought auricular therapy into science. And he had a patients coming in, because he was a neurologist, who had sciatic pain, and there was a old healer lady
mm-hmm.
who would cauterize people's point for sciatic pain. There's a certain point on the ear that actually helps with sciatica. And he had noticed it, found out what she was doing, did some scientific studies to see if there was actually changes, because he could actually measure brain waves. That was one of his main things, was he helped to map the brain.
And you said he was a neurosurgeon?
He was a neurosurgeon. And so he started to also work with the points for sciatica and saw some significant relief of pain. Mm-hmm. So he started to do a lot of scientific study on the brain waves, the ears, and then mapped the brain and the ear points and how they related, and was able to come up with a whole system of auricular therapy, electrical stimulation of the ear along with acupuncture. It was then transferred over to China. The Chinese looked at it and said that it agreed with their procedures, because he wanted their input. And he came up and started the whole scientific treatment called auricular therapy to produce changes in people's health.
Interesting. So how is auricular therapy different from acupuncture?
And that's one thing that I have found very definitely. There is a very big difference between the effects of auricular therapy and acupuncture. Acupuncture is more of a large-scale type of a system. In other words, it covers the entire body and makes direct changes on the chemistry of the body. Auricular therapy is more specific to the brain. One of the things is, when do I actually think of using auricular therapy as opposed to acupuncture, and why would I combine the two different ones? The auricular therapy, what we're trying to do along those lines is to change the perception of the brain on what's happening into the body. One of the things that we find is that there are times where we can relieve the pain that someone has. In other words, there's an underlying cause for the pain that's actually occurring, and you can eliminate the underlying cause and people can still have pain or disease in different types of areas. Well, why is that? Well, one of the things that occurs is you get these reflexes through the body. And if you've had pain for a long, long period of time, the pain fibers become very used to sending that pain information, even when the offending problem is no longer there. So when we actually look at using auricular therapy is when it's no longer a problem in the area, but it's actually more of a problem in the brain. So auricular therapy, we're actually thinking more on balancing out, normalizing the electrical impulses of the brain. Also, the brain actually has a holographic image of you inside of there.
Sounds like Star Trek to me.
It is kind of like a Star Trek type of thing. There is this image that the body has, and the body might have a false image.
And especially if it's been in pain for a while.
Especially if it's been pain and disease for a long period of time, it actually gets used to that. And the brain will actually fight changing that holographic image because it's become used to it. So what we're doing with the auricular therapy is really rewiring the central computer. And the ear is the conduit to the brain. That's what we found, because the science behind that is we can hit different points on the ear, and we can immediately show changes in the brain patterns.
Interesting.
It used to be that you had to take off people's skull to actually measure that.
We don't do that.
We don't do that. Now they actually have MRI imaging that they can do, that will actually show the changes immediately in the brain, and you can see exactly what's happening with the auricular therapy. As a matter of fact, auricular therapy is the most proven therapy in the entire world.
Wow.
Because you can get direct correlation between the stimulation of the ear points and the changes within the brainwave activity.
How long have you been working with auricular therapy?
I actually got auricular therapy unit about 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it has been something that that we've used on a long-term type of basis and extremely helpful, especially with our chronic patients.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a new therapy. It's just getting some publicity now.
It's becoming, yes, more accepted. One of the things that is occurring is we're actually getting a better idea, and there is better analysis of exactly what's going on. So mm-hmm. it's becoming much more easy to prove, and then actually to find the effects of it immediately.
Well, how is auricular therapy involved with structure function medicine?
Well, the idea behind structure function medicine is to balance out the different portions of the body, and there are many different ways that we actually approach that. That's why we have the chiropractic, we have the acupuncture, we have massage, we have the physical therapy, we have the whole nutritional portion, the homeopathy. We're looking at different areas of the body and how to actually balance it out.
Mm-hmm.
What we're trying to do with auricular therapy is to balance out the brain and the brain function. Very, very important part, because, of course, that tells the rest of the body what to do. You don't have the brain balanced, you're not going to have the proper effects and the proper health in the rest of the body.
Okay. All right, well, more on auricular therapy when we come back.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Dr. Prather, you have a beautiful spa area in your office that you set aside, beautiful four massage rooms.
Which you designed.
Oh, thank you.
Just to let you know, those were not.
I had some help.
Yes.
I wanted the colors in there just when people walk in, that they're just, their shoulders drop and they go right into relaxation. And that's what I hear.
And yeah, definitely. I've had many people say that.
So why did you incorporate massage into your practice?
Well, I believe that massage is an extremely important part of one's wellness, mm-hmm. Health regimen. It's something that everyone should have done at least once a month,
mm-hmm.
If not more often, just to maintain a good, healthy type of a program in their system. One, as you work with the muscles and the soft tissue, you can actually create a tremendous amount of changes that occur. There are hormonal changes, there are physiological changes on balance. It's a very important part of one's health and wellness.
Yeah, it's much more than
and
just
it feels
feeling good. Well, it feels good, yeah. It's a lot more. What types of massage services do you do at your office?
Well, interestingly enough, there are a lot of different ways that massage actually can be involved in someone's health. And there are actually, people don't realize how many types of massage there actually are.
Mm-hmm.
There's lymphatic, there's muscle, there's deep muscle, there's mm-hmm. Reflexology, there's electromagnetic, there's neurological, there's ones that can actually wake you up, some that can relax you. Some that can balance out your emotional states. So there's a tremendous amount of different types of massage that can be affected on your system.
And who would benefit from massage?
Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have tight muscles, and I'm sure most people out there don't, a higher than average stress level,
mm-hmm.
Then massage can really prolong your life, reduce your blood pressure, increase your chances of preventing cardiovascular and cancer. So any type of a situation, especially if you're in a high-stress position, definitely take the time out for massage.
Mm. And the pricing is great at our office. For a 60-minute massage, it's $59. And it can go down to $49 an hour. And this is a full 60-minute massage if you buy a package of six or more. Excellent. And then our lymphatic massage is $79. And we also do hot stone massage for $99. Well, escape the stress of life with a relaxing massage at our spa. Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I feel good. I knew that I would not.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Today, we're talking about auricular therapy, the keyboard to your brain. Another name for it, Dr. Prather, would be ear...
Yeah, it would be ear therapy.
Ear therapy, okay. And you were talking about the history about it, and it's been around for a long time.
It's been something that's been involved in healthcare in ancient civilizations forever.
We talked about its involvement with structure function medicine. Is it auricular therapy something that is accepted by conventional medicine right
it's
now?
Slowly becoming accepted. The official National Institute of Health has recognized that auricular therapy is something that could be extremely beneficial, that there is definitely science behind it. They're not quite sure what to make of it and how that applies. But of course, we're talking about a whole different type of a thought pattern than what is normal in conventional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Conventional medicine is considered disease care. Disease care is a set of symptoms, and you know what you do is you find things. If you have an inflammation, then you have an anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a pain, then you take an anti-pain medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And that is symptom-based type of care. Whereas we're talking about structure function, and it is a totally different type of a approach to healthcare. We are looking at balancing out and normalizing everyday function of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And auricular therapy, again, as I had said, is a means of balancing out the brain function, normalizing the holographic image of the body,
mm-hmm.
and how it interrelates with each other. So it's a very important part of a system along those lines. But it's not always a one-on-one correlation. That's what is frustrating for conventional medical disease care, the way that they think.
Mm-hmm.
It only works if there is an imbalance in the brain function.
Okay.
It's not like you can have sciatica and you can automatically go up to the ear and get relief of the sciatic pain.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be caused by an imbalance in the brain, not an actual pinched nerve down in the low back.
Okay.
If you have a pinched nerve down in the low back, you go in there and relieve the pinching. You get the inflammation down. You do those types of things to actually get it to change. It only works if it's caused by an brain imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be able to analyze it and see when it is necessary and what is not. That's where the clinical experience of the doctor, the ability to analyze and see what's going on with the system,
mm-hmm.
and then you can get the changes that are necessary. One of the things that we are doing now is we have different means of testing to see if there is an imbalance in the autonomic nervous system.
Okay. And what's the autonomic nervous system?
The autonomic nervous system is the nervous portion of the nervous system that is beyond our conscious control.
Okay.
And there is a balance between the sympathetic and parasympathetic system. And when that balance becomes overwrought into the sympathetic system, then you have an abnormal imaging of the brain, and you will get some of the effects of the brain actually causing the pain or discomfort or disease that's involved in that organ system.
Isn't like the sympathetic like you're being chased by a tiger or that fight-flight?
Yes, it creates a fight-flight. There's a constriction of blood vessels. There are certain different chemicals that occur. There's a change in the pH. So if that area has an imbalance in the nervous system, you do not get the normal type of healing. You don't get the normal type of cellular chemistry going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole host of changes that can occur because of that. The nervous system and the endocrine system are the two systems that control the whole rest of the body. You have to get those two things balanced out before you can actually get to health. So auricular therapy is only effective in certain types of conditions and in certain types of situations.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to pick those up before you do the therapy and know that will actually make some changes. That's where my clinical experience comes in. But as the technology increases, it's going to be much, much easier. And then we're going to be able to see, and it will be much more accepted because of the results that you'll actually be getting out of auricular therapy will be much more consistent.
Yeah. Well, and I know because we do it at our office a lot through that, the beginning passive care, beginning of treatment, and find it very effective. I've even had it on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And find it very effective.
Oh, I have people come out of there and say, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm going to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the first time that their nervous system has been able to be balanced out.
Mm-hmm.
And there can be a huge amount of changes that have occurred. I had a patient who had fibromyalgia, had it for years and years. We had been able to get their system balanced out. But they still had pain. We went to the auricular therapy, and after a week of treatment, the patient had been on three different medications for pain, was able to eliminate them all.
Mm.
You know, it was a life changer.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the interesting thing about auricular therapy is people who said, I've tried everything, nothing works at this point. Those are usually the people that show up the best for the auricular therapy.
Why is that? Because nothing has really treated the brain? Yes,
nothing has worked on the imaging of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
There is no other type of treatment. Pharmaceutical, nothing along those lines will treat that imaging of the brain. And if you, the ones that have no hope,
mm-hmm.
have been everywhere, tried everything, that's usually when you find auricular therapy very, very dramatic, and you can get some amazing changes.
Hmm. Well, let's talk about, you were talking about systems. So what is a microsystem, and how is that involved with auricular therapy?
A microsystem is you have a macro system like acupuncture because the acupuncture points go throughout the entire body.
Okay.
You have chiropractic, it's a macro system type of a care because it covers the entire body. There's a very direct relationship between the neck pain and the vertebrae of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with a micro system, you're talking about a portion of the body that is in a smaller area, but actually can represent the entire body. Foot reflexology is one that people are very aware of,
mm-hmm.
and that's a microsystem. In other words, there are different points on the feet that have a reflex throughout the entire system.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a hand reflexology. There's a way of evaluating the tongue. There's iridology, and then there's also the ear.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting portion about the ear is that there is an image of an upside-down fetus.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, that concept was found by Dr. Norget. As he was doing the mapping out the body parts and how they represent different portions of the body, he found that it was identical to the picture of an upside-down fetus.
Well, I'm looking at your ear right now, and I can see that. So the earlobe's the head?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And then you can, the spine goes right along the ridge, right up there. And the entire, you deal with the brain down in the earlobe. You deal with the rest of the system. You've got the internal organs are inside the ear. And it's a perfect representation of a the human body only in the fetal state. And that makes it much easier. And that was something that had never been imaged or recognized by anybody else before Dr. Norget.
Interesting.
And he was drawing out the body, and one of his assistants said, "That looks like an upside-down fetus." And he says, "You're absolutely right." And that's one of the more accepted types of ways. And you can get a good picture of working with the auricular therapy by imagining an upside-down baby. And then you can pretty well get to the points just by looking at it that way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I can't stop staring at your ear.
I don't know if that's good or not.
It's just amazing the way we were, you know, we were created.
Sure.
Just so.
But that would be a microsystem.
Okay.
So.
Well, what's what are remote reflexes?
Remote reflexes are the, in other words, you're dealing with a gallbladder point up in the ear, but it's a quite a distance.
It's remote.
Yes, it's remote.
From the gallbladder.
So you've got that connection that goes from the ear to every portion of the body. So that is considered a remote reflex.
Okay,
in other words,
that makes sense.
You can affect anything and everything in the body by working on the ear.
So what are auricular somatic reflexes?
Auricular somatic reflexes are where you can change the functioning of organ systems by electrically stimulating the ear. So you can change the amount of bile that's flowing out of the gallbladder. You can change the functions of the kidney. You can change the heart rate. You can change blood pressure. All of those different types of aspects can be affected by the ear, even though you sit there and say, "Well, how can that be possible?" And understanding the brain, it's the brain and the body connection,
because
the brain tells everything else what to do,
right?
And the ear is the what I would consider the control panel of the brain.
There we go.
So you have
auricular therapy, the control panel.
Right, it's like a keyboard. And then you have the brain as the computer. Is that a nice way to?
That is okay. And the last before we go on break, what is somatotopic inversion?
Somatotopic inversion.
Oh, there we go.
A somatotopic inversion is the technical term for the upside-down fetus.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Okay. But you have to throw in a little scientific kind of, you know.
Right. Make it sound more scientific.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, well, when we come back, we'll talk about the conditions that are best treated by auricular therapy.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Get to heaven, they go, "Well, what did you do to get into heaven?" "Hi, I'm Joan. I was a patient coordinator. I worked really hard and raised a family and worked and great, come on into heaven." "Who's next? What did you do to get into heaven?" "Hi, I started the first HMO. "Oh, you can come into heaven, but you can only stay for 3 days.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. Today, we're talking about auricular therapy, the keyboard to your brain.
And that makes total sense on what we're talking about. But let's talk about what conditions are best treated by auricular therapy.
Auricular therapy is very effective on anything that is controlled by the brain, which is everything. But not everything is actually locked up into the brain. So it's best used on chronic conditions. The longer that it's actually been there. If there is, in other words, if people can't really find out, you know, what is the cause of this? You know, we really don't know. So patients come in, they have a back pain or sciatica, and they've done all the different types of tests, they've gone through all the treatments, physical therapy didn't work at all, you know, they tried injections, this didn't work. In other words, if everything's kind of a failure, then oftentimes we can go to the brain and find the underlying cause.
Okay, but I know you use it usually in the initial stages of care at our office.
Well, it's something that we find is extreme. It's helpful actually in every type of situation. There isn't anything that auricular therapy can't actually help. One of the nice things about auricular therapy is that there are you can't hurt anybody with it. So it's a very safe type of a treatment, and anyone who's in pain will get benefit out of auricular therapy.
Well, I know for me, it's helped me with stress or any anxiety, and I hope that's not a chronic condition for me. Maybe you think otherwise.
But that's so the other thing. Anything that's mental, addictions, anxiety, sleep disorders, ADD, ADHD, learning disabilities, any type of a mental condition, very, very effective. Anything to do with pain.
I know I've heard of auricular therapy in addiction centers.
Yes, there are whole
around
clinics.
Around the country, yeah.
There are whole clinics based on auricular therapy for addiction. It's an amazingly effective
And I know
treatment.
We've had a lot of success with that. Smoking cessation.
Right. We have had about every single addiction has had an excellent response with the smoking cessation. Also with other different types of addictions, too. It's very effective for food addictions, for drug addictions.
Because isn't there a point for appetite suppressant?
There is a point for appetite suppressant. A lot of times, again, the brain has a picture on what should be going on. There is a appetite control center that is in your brain that can be just turned on, and people can't turn it off through different types of problems that they've had. So emotional types of conditions, People who've been through post-traumatic stress syndrome respond very, very well. Mm. People with phantom limb pain.
Mm-hmm.
Is a
I was wondering, is that a new diagnosis? I don't know about.
Yeah, phantom limb pain. Yeah, I was kind of saying that a little bit, you know.
I understand.
It's early in the morning still. Yeah. But these types of things can respond very well. A good example that we had is we had a patient who had pancreatic cancer. And morphine was no longer working.
Mm.
And the oncologist actually referred him to me for acupuncture. So we were doing acupuncture and auricular therapy on him.
Mm-hmm.
We would see him twice a week. And when he had gone into the oncologist gave me a phone call and he says, you know, what are you doing? And I'm saying, well, what do you mean, what am I doing? He says, he's in absolutely no pain and he's taking no morphine or any pain pills at this time.
Wow.
So he was completely off of all pain medication. And this is one of the most debilitating
pain cancers,
that you can, that you can possibly have. So he was able to go through his entire time with the pancreatic cancer. Of course, we didn't change it. He was only given about 4 weeks left to live, but he went about 5 months, which was much better.
Mm-hmm.
The week before he died...
When you're not in pain, it is, yeah.
Right. The week before he died, he actually went to Holiday World with his grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
And when he died... he had told his family that he wasn't feeling that well, know, that he was, and they said, well, do you want to go to the hospital? And he says, yeah, I think I should.
Mm-hmm.
And they were driving him to the hospital. He says, I'm just going to take my seat back and rest a little bit while we're going there.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way to the hospital, he passed away, asleep.
Mm-hmm.
A much, much better scenario than anything that, you know, he was looking at before.
Mm-hmm.
So for the pain conditions, you know, that as you're on pain medication, it can be extremely necessary, but it definitely changes your perception of the world, how you function. It's not something that gives you the full value of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can go into using auricular therapy, get the pain relief without any situations where it's causing a mental confusion, all the other different types of symptoms that can go along with the medications.
Right, right. And I know you've we've had some great results with auricular therapy and its effect on ADD and ADHD.
Yes, we've got actually about 3 kids right now who are presently getting auricular therapy. On the one was just having an awful time. And after 3 treatments, it was, as the mom said, miraculous.
Mm. Having trouble at school.
Being threatened to be kicked out. Of course, they're winding up at this point. Teacher says, I wish we had started this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But a huge difference on the calming, the changes of the focus. We had one child who was definitely acting up quite a bit. Mom brought him in. Dad wasn't really for it. Said that, you know, medicine was the best way to go. She brought him in, brought him back. And after a few hours there, he said, okay, what did you do? This is a different child.
Mm-hmm. And there's not the side effects of the medication,
right?
You know,
right. It's a balancing of the system, not not the pharmaceutical atomic bomb that hits people.
Well, you want to explain to people what it looks like. I know they're holding a probe for the you call it the
microcurrent.
Why don't you explain how?
Yeah, it's one of the big things that people ask. Does it hurt?
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely doesn't hurt. It's
they
a very
just feel
mild
pressure, maybe on the ear points.
Yeah, and possibly a little bit of electrical stimulation, but oftentimes not even that.
Yeah.
It's a microcurrent, so it's a very small amount. It's a pressure on different ear points. The instrument itself will measure the balance of the ear points and mm-hmm. say if it's balanced or not, so that we know whether to treat that point.
Mm-hmm.
Then we basically treat it for about a minute, that particular point, until it balances out. Then that's about it on the feeling that's involved.
Yeah, and how many points? It just depends, because there's different protocols, correct?
It depends on how many, yes, exactly what we're dealing with, how bad the situation is. As they go along, then the protocol becomes less and less. And it usually takes a few treatments to completely feel the effects.
Mm-hmm.
Though I've had people who came in and were smokers. I remember a couple of cases where we did the auricular therapy on the first time, and they came back and they said, I have absolutely no desire to smoke again.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember one a young man, in fact. He hadn't been in a year. He's been doing great. Just saw him. I think he came in for a massage and says he hasn't had a desire to pick up a cigarette. And all his roommates smoke, so it's not that, you know. He's
yeah, I'm definitely addicted.
Yeah, he's being tempted. But he had six auricular therapy sessions.
Sure.
So, and took care of that smoking addiction. It's exciting. What role does endorphins play in auricular therapy?
Well, that's one of the things, as they've been doing research, is that there's definitely a increase in the endorphins, which is the body's own ability to decrease pain. It also gives encourages pleasure centers. So that there is a definite chemical change that occurs in the body. And the body will produce a large amount of endorphins,
mm-hmm.
Which is actually the strongest pain reliever that your body can actually accept. So this is something that's natural. The body knows how to regulate it so that you don't get too many. And it's an amazing pain relief mechanism mm-hmm. that the body's producing on its own.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk about the research, what's going on in the research for auricular therapy.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there is a device you use at your office called the Electrodermal Screening, or EDS. Tell us a little bit about it and why you call it the lie detector for the body.
Well, the Electrodermal Screening Unit is a galvanic skin response unit, and it actually falls under the same category as a lie detector test or biofeedback.
Huh.
So it is actually, we can actually rig our electrodermal screening to actually do lie detector. But it is also a good term on that is a lie detector for the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're actually, you know a whole list of different types of products that could possibly work in each type of situation. But everybody knows that not everybody responds well to penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people actually have some very negative reactions to it, matter even to death. Some people, it's a lifesaver. Well, that's true of everything. And what the electrodermal screening does is it actually gives you a predetermination on how you're actually going to respond to any type of thing that we might prescribe to you before you actually take it, which is extremely helpful. Now, it's not a diagnostic tool. You know, it is not classified as a diagnostic tool. But as we've gotten the approval from the federal government on the use of it, We use it purely as a means of checking to see the body's response before you would actually take something.
Okay.
So it's a response machine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to have knowledge beforehand on what products will actually work with each type of condition.
Right.
So we're very dependent upon our lab tests and the gold standard types of diagnostic tests. But then once you've determined that, what do you do with that? Because in our instrument, we have actually 80,000 different products that we can check on.
Wow.
So with that, we can actually find out what's going to work the best for you and how you're going to respond on things before you actually take them.
And what about its effectiveness?
Through clinical studies, they have found that it's 80% accurate, over 80% accurate, which, you know, was what actually attracted me to it, because there's not too many things that you can actually have that kind of results with.
Right, right. And this electrodermal screening eliminates some of the guessing.
The guesswork is the biggest thing that we're trying to get rid of.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Today, we're talking about auricular therapy, the keyboard to your brain. And very informative, Dr. Prather, what we're talking about. There's a lot of people, and you're saying even doctors haven't heard of auricular therapy.
Yeah, there's in Indianapolis, well, throughout the world, there's very few auricular therapists out there. I'm not quite sure of anyone else who's doing auricular therapy in Indianapolis besides myself.
Yeah, but now you see the schools are adding it, the holistic, you know, schools have it in their curriculum, and so very effective. But let's talk about, you know, the research into auricular therapy. What's being done now in the research?
National Institute of Health has quite a bit of research, because the addiction especially is a big area of concern. More and more people are becoming addicted to drugs. There's a tremendous amount.
We're talking about prescription medicine as well as
prescription medicine,
drugs.
Right? There's a very big push. I know in Indiana to cut down on the amount of pain medication that's going out to patients. There's a large number of patients that are becoming addicted through no fault of their own. They were prescribed the medications. And then once they become addicted, it's very difficult to get off. And so it's a very, very big problem, something that's acknowledged by everyone at this point. So what are the alternatives to the opiates, to the different types of medications out there? The auricular therapy presents a great opportunity for a natural way of pain relief. So pain relief is a very big way of trying to find out ways of working with that. They're also doing research on getting off of drugs. And the main research is within the autonomic nervous system. There are new advances in technology. There are new ways of looking at something called heart rate variability. And it's a effective means of seeing what the balance is between the parasympathetic and sympathetic system. There is an ideal type of a balance on that. And when that's off, especially when it's related to the addictive centers of the brain and also to the pain centers of the brain, they are doing the research on the auricular therapy, and when they find that they can balance those out into more of a parasympathetic, the addictive tendencies that people have reduce quite dramatically, and the pain relief is quite significant.
Yeah, that autonomic nervous system is just, you know, so interesting. And when we can, you know, move it more into the parasympathetic, you know, the other thing we teach is deep breathing. A lot of times when the patients are getting the regular therapy, we want them to work on their deep breathing during that time.
Well, when it's a very well proven aspect that when you can do deep breathing, that there is a balance between the a shift towards the parasympathetic, and pain levels go down.
Yeah.
Because the body's ability to make the pain, the endorphins, increase quite dramatically.
Yeah. And we've started something, we'll have to do another show on that, called point stimulation or P-STIM.
Which is actually an auricular therapy program.
Right. And it keeps, you keep the unit on your ear for 4 days and then take it off for 3. We've had great results with that. But that'll be another show, huh?
That will be another show. One of the thing that they're actually finding, and they've done a lot of research on diabetes, that there can be a tremendous amount of changes that occur on that. So there's a lot of research that's going on. A lot of it's actually over in Europe. And the units, when we were talking about a unit before, the unit for the auricular therapy was as big as a bread box, would be a good way to say it at this point. Now they're getting those units down to where they're about the size of a thumbnail.
You can put them behind your ear.
You can put them behind your ear. So the ability to treat, you know, is no longer just at the office, but it will be something that you'll carry around with you so that you have a continual stimulation.
Yeah.
That will make the effectiveness of the auricular therapy even greater.
Yeah, it's had great results also. Well, I know we have two daughters, and you didn't let them for the longest time get earrings in the ear.
I was fighting it the entire way.
You were. But what effect do earrings have on the health, you know, of the body? And I guess we're talking more about just earrings, but the whole holes in the ear.
Certainly.
Yeah.
There are, you know, if that's the keyboard and, you know, you sit there and have something permanent on the keyboard, you're going to get a whole bunch of, you know, if you got it right over the E key, then you're getting E's all the time. So you can make a lot of differences in your health by putting earrings in your ears because there are ionic changes that occur.
I remember when the girls did, you know, you finally said, okay. And
well,
they were quite
older. Said, I said reluctantly.
But you went with them.
I did.
Went, and the gal, you showed exactly where you wanted that hole for their their ear.
And it also makes a big difference on what type of material that you use.
Mm-hmm.
Really, earrings should be made out of gold or silver. And each one produces a different ionic charge. You get positive ions from the gold, negative ions from the silver. So there are, in other words, there's a whole science in putting earrings in and the amount of treatments. And if you're using cheap material, you're probably
like
going
nickel.
To get some nickel, all those types of things are very, very bad for the health of the individual and for the balance of the autonomic nervous system.
And we're not even talking about belly button piercing.
No, don't even get me started on that. Those are forbidden points. Yes, they make a very, very big difference. And
the reason is, I mean, you're talking about health here.
I'm talking about health.
Yeah, yeah.
The obviously, the you know, they want to, earrings make you look all pretty and everything like that and draw attention, and it's something that can have a big effect. But, you know, if you remember the reason that the sailors would put earrings into their eye points.
Yeah.
And they would only use gold.
Yeah. So if you find the eye point.
And put it
so all
that.
Those parents out there are going to be bringing their kids or say, see Dr. Prather.
This is not a necessarily a good thing going on. And something that I'm tolerating with my daughters. Luckily, my son doesn't do that.
He has no ear piercings.
No. So we try to work with that.
So how long have you been doing auricular therapy, Dr. Prather, in your office?
We've been doing it for 20 years.
Okay. And so, you know, and it's not a new therapy.
No,
it's
1950s.
1950s.
He first started teaching it around 1956. to other people. So it has been around for a very long time with a lot of research behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It is becoming more and more accepted right now. I see this as one of the major futures of healthcare coming up.
Why is that?
There is a massive shift in the demand from people. You know, the mm-hmm. amount of pharmaceuticals that we've dumped upon the American population is absolutely huge. And the more pharmaceuticals that we dump on people, the more unhealthy they become.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have a change in the thought pattern. We need to be working more in a structure function. One of the things that I've said and has been repeated by many, many different types of very well-respected healthcare professionals out there is 80% of all care should be structure function, 20% should be disease care, mm-hmm. The pharmaceutical-based. It's not certainly that we are in posing to completely eliminate the disease care. We understand its benefits, we understand its possibilities, and that it is something that I would not want to not have around.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to be balancing out the system,
mm-hmm.
Finding the homeostasis of the body. When the body is no longer able to achieve homeostasis on its own, that is when disease care is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But adding a lot more of the ability of the body to balance itself. And when you're talking about the autonomic nervous system, that is a very, very major portion of the healthcare of an individual.
Okay. You have about 10 seconds, Dr. Prather. Anything you want to close with?
If you have lost hope, you've tried everything, auricular therapy oftentimes can be the answer.
Okay.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.